just lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Looking at a very, very important subject for some time now, and is the subject of honor. The subject of honor, and we have realized how important honoring our fathers, our mothers, pastors, how important it is. Amen. We stated some few things that honoring can give us and dishonoring can also bring us. For the sake of those who are not around, we said when you honor a father or you honor a mother, you have biological ones, you have spiritual ones as your pastor, you have others who adopted you or others who helped you in one way or the other, who are mothers to you and fathers to you. Honoring them will help you to be able to attract a blessing. Amen. Everyone say a blessing. And dishonoring them or disrespecting them or looking down upon them will make you attract a curse. And that is not a good thing. Amen. Number two, we said honoring a father or your spiritual father or biological or mother, honoring and dishonoring of elders determine how long you will live on earth. If we honor or we dishonor, it will determine how long we will live on earth. The Bible says that for length of days are in his right hand. That means longevity. Solomon advised his son, and he said, my son, hearken to my words. Do not depart from it, for length of days are with it. Amen. And prosperity. So when you listen and you honor, you will be able to grow very, very old on this earth. And I was trying to explain to you last week and last 2 weeks that the reason why a lot of people are dying now, it's not because of just a witchcraft activity, but it is because of the spirit of dishonor. A lot of young people now don't know how to honor an elder. It is rare in our generation, in our days, for you to see an old woman with maybe a bag, and you rush and go and then pick it from the old woman and accompany her to her destination. It is rare. It is rare for you to be in a public transport and you see an adult, a father or a mother, an adult figure who is older than you, perhaps even a gray-haired person. And you see the person will be standing. Those of you who have been still using the bus from Accra, you see such people still queuing and fighting to stand in a car. And you will be seated on a seat. And you see this elderly person, and what you say to yourself is that, oh, Abi, I paid. Yeah, I paid, and he also paid, so we all paid. You see, that is the kind of generation that we are living in. It's a generation of people who do not honor fathers, who do not honor adults or elderly people. And because of that, we have attracted a lot of curses on our lives, and that is why a lot of young people are dying very, very young. And it is very, very sad to know. But I pray that as you honor me as a father and listen to my counsel, my teachings and my warnings and my advices, may God prolong your years. And I pray that as you listen to your biological parents and honor every parent that is over your life, may God extend your days. Can I have a better amen in the house? Number three, your success in life is determined by honoring and dishonoring your parents. Your success in life, how successful you will be. Bible says, honor your mother and your father, and it may be well with you. In other words, and you will be successful. That means that a lot of people are becoming unsuccessful because they do not know how to honor their spiritual parents and biological parents. And if you will listen, a lot of people have listened to me, and their life have become more successful than they were. And a lot of people have also disrespected my counsel and have rejected my words, and their life has gone lower and lower and lower than they used to be. You know, so it is very, very important for you to listen to the voice of your father, the counsel of your father or the counsel of your mother, and to adhere to it, unless it is ungodly. Every ungodly counsel is not supposed to be adhered to. That's what the Bible says, that obey your parents in the Lord. So it is in the confines of the Lord. If it is godly, if it is holy, if it's a good thing, say the panomu kana, say dear Bible, a support here. That is what we listen to, but not what is against God. Amen. So when you obey or when you honor a father, you will be successful. Can I have an amen? Number four, you will lose your birthright and your place of honor if you dishonor a father. If you dishonor a father, you stand the chance of losing your birthright. What is your birthright? It is your blessing that you were born with, that you are supposed to carry, you are supposed to enjoy, you are supposed to operate in, you are supposed to receive. But if you dishonor a father or your father over you, you stand a chance of losing your birthright. It happened to Absalom. Absalom rose up against his father, David, and because of that, he lost his throne. Reuben also was the firstborn of Jacob. He was supposed to inherit the Abrahamic blessing. So we should have had the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Reuben. But that cycle was broken because Reuben dishonored his father. And when Reuben dishonored his father, he couldn't inherit the blessings that he was supposed to inherit. I pray that may you honor your fathers. I said, may you honor your fathers. May you not lose any blessing that you were supposed to inherit on this planet earth. Amen. Number five, we said honor or dishonor. One of the blessings is that you will also have a lot of dishonoring children if you do not honor. You will have a lot of dishonoring children. If you say, whatever you sow, you will reap. So if you sow honor in the lives of your parents, you see, a lot of you, the reason why you are dishonoring your parents is because your parents are reaping dishonor, because they also dishonored your grandparents. And you see, you are helping them to reap. But what you are forgetting is that you are also sowing. As you are reaping, you are also sowing. Say cycle. Yeah, go and ask your mother. Go and ask your father. Whether he or she doesn't remember your grandparents telling her that she will grow and come and meet. True. She has grown and you are helping her to meet it. And as you are helping her to meet it, you too, you are sowing. That means that you too, your children are going to rise up to also dishonor you, to disrespect you, to fight against you, to challenge you, to insult you, because you did the same thing to your father. Those of you who are fighting your fathers, you are punching your father, your children will also rise up to punch you. And you don't need to say amen or no amen. These are the things that happen in the Bible without prayer. Like, you don't need to pray and fast for this scripture to happen. There are a lot of scriptures you have to pray and still fast, even though it is your scripture, but you still have to make it prayer. As for this one, you can eat on top of it. It will happen life and college. If you dishonor your parents, you are positioning yourself to also be dishonored by your children. May God spare you. May you make a U-turn from today. May you make a U-turn from today. From today, may you be
an honorable and honoring child. Amen. May you be able to honor your fathers and your mothers. Honor your pastor and his words. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So today we want to begin to look at stages of honor, or how to honor a father. You see, there are a lot of you who call me daddy. You call me daddy, 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 daddy. And sometimes I get very, very sick and tired of the name daddy. Because even people who I know don't honor me, the moment I hear from them, they'll say daddy. People, I don't even know their whereabouts, when they just call me not daddy. It's like it has become like a charismatic name for every pastor. But no, it's not every pastor who is your father. It's true. It's not every pastor who is your father. You will know your father by who you honor. Amen. The Bible says in Malachi 1, it says that if I be your father, where is my honor? In other words, who you honor determines who is your father. Who you honor, the one you respect, is what shows whether he's your father or just a pastor. So there are a lot of you are just church members. You are not my sons. You are not my daughters. I'm just sorry to announce to you. There are some of you, I'm just your pastor. I'm not really your father. That's why you can choose to accept what I'm saying or not. There are some of you, I'm not your father. If I were to be your father, Malachi says, then where is my honor? Where is my honor? The honor that shows that I am your father. The respect that shows that I am your father, where is it? If I be your father, if I be your spiritual father, if I be your spiritual source, then the way you treat me will show it. It's not when you pick a father, daddy, that is. And when I say don't do this, you do it. When I say don't go there, you will go. When I say come and sit down, you will not sit. And you say, daddy, I'm not your father. You better say pastor, and I will gladly accept that. I'll gladly accept that. Because there are some people, they come, when they come and they say, daddy, I feel some itching on my skin. I don't know why, but there are some people, it's been like almost over 1 year that I'm hearing from. And still when they call and say, daddy. Even today, a very stubborn boy in this church, he just what's up me. I didn't know it was him. He said, daddy, it's me. I say, hey, this daddy thing too. And people who I know are not my children, they still call me daddy. You know, so I am going to show you how to honor a father if you think he's your father. Paul says you have many instructors, many pastors, but few fathers. So those of you here who are thinking that I'm your father, this is how you must honor me if I'm truly your father. If I'm not your father, don't do what I'm going to say. And if that man in your house is your father, do what you're going to hear to him. If that woman there is your mother, do what you're going to read to him. If I'm also your spiritual father, then the moment you see me, do what it is what shows that I'm really a father. This is what shows whether the person is a father to you or just an ordinary pastor or a man in your house. Clap your hands for the Lord. Ephesians 6 verse 2, our key scripture, verse 2, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So how do you honor? Because the Bible says that honor your father and your mother. The number one step or number one way you can honor a father is by acknowledging his presence. Your birthday who say ni pay eye o papa ana oye o mame o birthday actually no obuo. How do you show respect, or how do you honor someone who is a father? It is by showing or by acknowledging the person, the presence of the person. When you see the person, you must acknowledge the presence of the person. If you don't know how to acknowledge the presence of someone, you have dishonored the person. Amen. Nyame kan say se obi eye nipati tru bi o abrabomu na se oyenipe bi a odimu o abrabomu a se uhuna I was say uye bibi achire say when we partitiru. Amen. Say unu na say oh you don't care. It means that you have not seen anybody important in your life. It means the person is not a father. So when you see a father, the number one thing is that you acknowledge his presence. Or when you see a great person, you acknowledge the presence of the person. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 12. Bible says, and we urge you, now we ask you brothers, to give recognition to those who labor among you and lead you in the Lord and admonish you. Amen. Say, give recognition. Say, we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. So over here, Paul is advising every child of God that in order for you to honor your pastor as your spiritual father, when you see him, you must recognize him as a father. Amen. Oh, amen. In other words, as a father, he says, those who labor among you and lead you in the Lord, you must admonish. You must recognize. Do I labor? Am I over you? Am I the one who teach you the word of God? Then the Bible says that when you see such a person, you must recognize the person. You must acknowledge the person. That means you must do something that shows that this person is not just an ordinary person. This is my father. For example, I come to your house or I pass by your house and you see me. When you see me, if I am your father and you see me whilst maybe you are playing Ludo or you are having a chat, what are you supposed to do to show that I'm your father? You will quickly have to stop what you are doing, suspend it, get up and greet the person or meet me and say, oh, daddy, welcome. That is a sign that this person is not an ordinary person. He's not just someone in the neighborhood. Everyone seated around you will know that you are connected to this person. And this person is a superior over you. So to honor your father, you have to acknowledge that this is my father and not just anybody. Do you understand what Pastor is saying? It is like you are sitting in your sitting room or in the hall. And a senior man enters into the room. Either maybe an old man enters into the room. What are you supposed to do? To still be seated and cross your leg? That shows disrespect, isn't it? That shows dishonor. Once an elderly person enters into the room that you are sitting in, you must not cross your leg. You must put your leg down, get up and greet him. Oh, good morning, Papa. Oh, good morning, Daddy. Oh, good morning. That shows. You see, if you are going to marry somebody's daughter and the person enters to the room and you are there chatting with the lady and the person enters, the old man enters and you are still sitting down waiting for him, he will take his daughter from you. He will not give you. Because it's a sign that you don't respect. And every office you enter into, when the boss enters, get up. It shows what? Honor, respect. If you want to respect or show honor to any superior person, including your biological parents, you must learn to honor them. When you are somewhere and your father enters, you must get up and greet them. Greet him. Some of you, when you were in secondary school, what you hated is the visitation of your mother or your father. True or not true? Because they are poor. People are coming with Land Cruiser. They are coming with leg bends. And the way they do yourself, DB, and they are coming to spoil your record. So in fact, the day she tells you that I'm coming to your school, you say, nah, that'll be any visiting hours. Would they send in your man of Fema STC, VIP, Beba. First sending. Now there's mobile man, Yenisika. You don't want the presence of your parents. That means that you dishonor them. You don't value them. You don't admire them. You don't cherish them. And that is dishonoring in the eyes of God. When you are among your friends and your mother comes, or Sukobi, and she's passing, then she sees you. Oh, Adwa, you pretend like they didn't hear. Because you are with your schoolmates. When they see that your mother is the Kobe seller, there's trouble in school. And because of that, you pretend like that woman there, that drunkard man there is not your father. What you have done is that you have disowned, you have rejected a father. And that is not a blessing. It brings curses. Pray that the Lord will spare you if you have ever done that before. I said, I pray the Lord will spare you. Amen. So anywhere you are, when a father enters, you are supposed to show that someone honorable has entered by doing something. One of the things is by getting up. You see, this getting up thing is not Pastor Prince's philosophy. This getting up thing is not like, it's not like Pastor Prince wants people to get. It is biblical. Say biblical. It is God's order, God's way of showing. God says that when you see a father, when you see an honorable person, get up. It's not an African culture. It is a Bible culture. And some of you think, oh, you know, in the Western countries, we don't do that, you know, we don't do that. We are not talking about Western country. We are talking about Bible. Honor your father and your mother is not an American Bible. Honor your mother and your father is from heaven. That is the words of God. And he says that for you to honor a father, you must rise up. Amen. Yes. Clap your hands for Jesus. You must learn to rise up in order to show. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. He says, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man. And fear your God, for I am the Lord. This is not African tradition. He says, you must rise up before who? The old age, or with all the gray-headed, and honor the face of the old man. Honor the presence of the old man. Fear the Lord. It is what shows that you fear God. It's not like you fear Pastor Prince. Are you listening? So if you are in church, as you are seated right now, and assuming I wasn't around, or at a particular time, and I enter, maybe there's a new person among us. The new person doesn't know who is the pastor, doesn't know whether it is this one or that person. How would the new person know that this is the old man of the house? How would the new person know that this is the honor befitting man, the one over us? This is our father. How would that new person in the church recognize? What at all would be the sign? The moment I enter, your rising up is what to communicate to the person that it means that he's the father of the house. True or not true? And this is God's wisdom. If you want to be blessed, sign up to God's wisdom. Amen. Oh, amen. Learn how to rise up for old people. When you sit in a car and there's an old man standing, learn how to rise up from your chair for the old man to sit. There's an old woman, learn how to rise up from the chair. You are in a queue and there's a chair, and there's an old woman who doesn't have a chair to sit on. Get up from the chair and give it to the old woman. It's a blessing. Say it's a blessing. Oh, you see that you are not saying it. I just say it's a blessing. Stop saying that. And I said, "Misumi chia lori feno, nusu chia lori feno." It's dishonoring. It's dishonor. And until now, yewu wun temtem no. It's dishonoring. Get up, sorry na peni munun tina say. That is Bible. I'm teaching you the word of God. There's a side of your 21st century. They say enibiaba. And not na ye wun temtem. Enibiaba ya fridge, mortuary, fridge, you know. Epa ya ye kesi. And one thing I confirm with him. Yes. People are dying by heart because of enibia. Simple Bible. Bible say rise up. Everybody say rise up. From today, when you see pastor, rise up. Tell somebody. I said, tell them, from today, when you see pastor, rise up. And tell him, from today, when you see an elderly person in your house, your father, your mother, rise up and respect them. Is it a good idea? Ask the person, do you agree? If you don't agree, we'll sack you from the church. Sit down. Amen. That is why, anytime
I get up from the crowd and I come to the stage, you must get up to show what? Respect. Say respect. Did you hear what I just said? I said, anytime as your father, when I rise up, if you want to get a blessing, you want to get this blessing, as your father, when I rise up to come and preach, I just get up from my chair that I'm coming to preach. You're not supposed to be sitting and say, Pastor, when are you going to finish? It means that you don't respect. You are supposed to get up and welcome. Welcome your father. It's a sign that you are recognizing that, oh, that is taking over the platform. Is that a good idea? I'm your pastor. I'm the only person who can teach you the Bible. I'm teaching you. If you want to live long, how many of you want to live long? Bible says, honor your mother and your father, and it may be well with you, and you shall live long. I pray that may you live long. May it be well with you. Sometimes I'll go and visit someone in their house, and I'll meet another church member. And the church member will see me far away. I will still be playing ludo. Say, Daddy, how are you? And I'm like, where were you trained? Where were you trained? Who raised you up? Your father comes to the house to visit someone, and you claim that you are a rescue agent. You claim you are a child of this man. And you saw him, and your household people are all watching, whether he's really your father or not. And you just wave your hands. Oh, that shows that he's your co-equal. There is no blessing in it. What must you do? You have to get up. Stop what you are doing. Get up. Walk to him. Welcome him. When I meet my fathers, I stop whatever I'm doing, no matter where I am, and I go and meet him. I don't wait for my father to come and meet me. About last 3 weeks ago, I went to an engagement, and my former church, my father from there came there. And when I saw him from the main gate, I was seated in the crowd for the engagement. I stopped. I just got up, and I passed through the whole crowd. And in fact, this is an uncomfortable crowd. The crowd I don't want to see in my life, but I have to be there because I just have to be there for that occasion. So even in such a crowd, I must not even get up to the close because I don't even want people to see I'm around. But the moment I saw that my father has arrived, I got up because it is dishonor for me to sit down for my pastor to get there. And I see me and say, oh, Prince, stay there. Wrong. There's no blessing. There's no blessing in it. I got up and I walked to the entrance, took his books, took his face towel, took whatever he was coming to use to bless the engagement. And I held and I said, Daddy, there's a chair there. Let's go. That is a son. That's what a son does. Meanwhile, I'm no longer in the church. I'm no longer in the church. And there are other pastors. Some of them were seated right where I was sitting, and they were just looking at their senior pastor coming. Hey, watch it, pack away by watch it, blah, blah. Oh! And I that I'm no more there, I was wise enough to get up, and I left all the others. And I went to welcome the old man, helped him into a chair. Amen. Say, rise up. Say, rise up. At the presence of your pastor, what must you do? Tell the one that rise up, tell somebody by you. At the presence of your father, what must you do? You see, some of you think that it is African tradition. It's not African tradition. The Bible says that thou shalt rise up before the gray head and honor the presence of the old man. And that shows that you fear who? God. It's not that you fear Pastor Prince. No. It's because you fear God. No. Spiritually, then when you see him, you must get up and greet him, and that brings a blessing on your life. If I don't teach you, nobody will teach you. I'm teaching you. Say, rise up. From today, when pastor gets up, what must you also do? When pastor comes to the stage, what must you also do? When you are doing something in the church and pastor enters, what must you do? Because you are afraid of him? Is it because you are afraid of him? Oh, talk to me. Is it because you are afraid of him? Is it because he's older than you? Is it because he's more handsome than you? Why? Because he's the old man of the house. Clap your hands for Jesus. Take back your seat. May the Lord bless you as you obey the word of God. I said the Lord should bless you as you obey the word of God. And I told you, the Bible says that whatever a man reap, he will harvest. It media emanipa fufrono misuso mecha ewa ha. So what I say, as I honor my old man there, me too I'll be honored. And as you honor, you will also be honored. But when you dishonor, it means that you are going to harvest. And guess what? You don't plant one and harvest one. It's wrong. Obi enu okodia ebro baako ekocha baako. We who be that? Udi ebro baako unya baako pe. No. Udi baako unya bebre. That means that when you sow evil, you get more evil. When you sow good, you get more good. When you sow one good honor, you get more honor. So I pray that you will sow more honor so you can get much, much more honor. May your children respect you. I said, may your children respect you. From today, when you see them, get up and honor them. Oh, ma, akwaba, sorry. Hey, Obeka, hey, nami bay. It's a blessing. I said what? It's a blessing. From today, when your father comes to the room, now say, Oba Una, oh Papa, you get up, you get up, you get up to greet the old man. It's a sign of what? A blessing. Bible says, honor your father and your mother. That is how to honor. Honor that the media me boom me mammy, media me boom me papa, and you won't need a yen, you etch obu, and I said, Chess a woman, and if it's in that, when you see your mother or your father, respect him or her by getting up to welcome him. You will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Galatians 6:7 said, do not be deceived, though. Whatever you do, you will harvest. That is why I'm telling you that you will. So honor, so that you can also harvest it. Even God wants us to acknowledge his presence with silence when he comes around. God wants us to acknowledge his presence. One way you can acknowledge the presence of a father is by silence. Silence. Amen. It's by silence. When you people are talking in class, and the teacher enters, what happens? When you are talking, and the father enters, what happens? Discipline. So one way God expects us to honor him is by acknowledging his presence with silence. Habakkuk 2 verse 20. Look at God. If you are saying that, seems like daddy is trying to... I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to teach you the word of God so that you can attract a blessing. Honor your mother and your father. A lot of churches don't preach it anymore. But I'm telling you, those old people in your house you don't respect. They are the reasons why people are dying by heart. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, they are the reason why now young people are suffering. Nothing is working. Because we don't know how to respect elderly people. Those days are dead and gone with Nkrumah. In our days, the days of Nanado and you and I, we don't respect anything. We don't respect anything. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. When the Lord comes around, he says, acknowledge me by your silence. So God wants us to acknowledge his presence. David took it to the extra. Say extra mile. David even did it too much. When he saw his father in the ministry, he used to serve Saul, King Saul. He used to serve King Saul. And by this time, King Saul was trying to kill him. And King Saul couldn't kill him. He dodged. After he dodged, later on, he went to stand somewhere and he called out for King Saul. And look at what happened. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 8. David also arose afterwards, went out of the cave, and called to Saul, saying, my lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed down. Excuse me to say, and it is true. Ebi ayamu man ya bibia, excuse me, ye bepem kwase afo for dia. Nyame onsiran kwase afo. Tell you the truth. Ghana for say ma pe kwase afo. Is it true? Me, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Ladies, is it true that you don't like correct guys? You don't like correct. You like those who are donkeys with tattoos and piercings and foolish voice. People who can lie to you. You don't like the one who's saying that, oh no, I think we should do things well. You don't like those people. You like the party. Those people, they don't think. God doesn't bless, excuse me, the foolish people. Do you know why God made David a king? Because David honored the king in those days. So he qualified to also become a king. You don't, because what you sow is what you harvest. After this time, Saul was looking for David to kill him. So David by now should have hated Saul. David should have said, "Whoa, I didn't think, and I will pay me a kumi." And then I'm like, David should have fought with Saul. But after till this time, David still respected Saul, even though Saul was looking for him to kill him. So Saul came to a place where he wanted to kill David, and David swept. Then Saul slept over there. Then David came in the middle of the night and cut a little of his dress and stood afar to make him know that Saul, I don't have any evil against you. You see, I got you. See, I've cut your dress. That is to show that I could have killed you. But Saul, I have nothing against you. So minimum pressure. But you see, he wanted to prove to Saul that I don't want to kill you. And please don't kill me. You see, after this time, he could have just disrespected Saul. But the Bible says when he called Saul, that king, my lord, and the king turned. In other words, he now saw the face of the king. He now came to the presence of the king. From far away, look at what he did. The Bible says, my lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. That is what? Honor. Oh, say honor. So even David had to bow down to the king. And that is why God made him a king. Because in the political realm, Saul was his father. And he was going to take over from Saul. And also in the spiritual realm, I'm your father. And a lot of you, I'm bringing you to a spiritual height where I am. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. So you must learn to acknowledge the presence of your father. David acknowledged Saul even by bowing down. When you go to Nigeria, or go to these Nigerian churches, you see, you think it is a culture. It is their culture. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. So it's their culture. Listen, it brings respect. It doesn't take your coat. It doesn't take your PhD. It doesn't change your makeup. It doesn't spoil your surname. It doesn't change anything. It only brings you blessing. To humble yourself before a father brings you blessing. To get up for a father brings you blessing. To respect the father brings you blessing. Clap your hands for the Lord. No wonder God made David the next king of Israel. Say, rise up before your pastor. Say, rise up before your father. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Ask someone by you, do you understand? The second way you can honor, show a father that you honor him, or the second way you can honor me as your father, if you truly believe that I'm your father, if you truly believe that that man who gave birth to you is really your father, this is how to honor a father, both biological father or spiritual father, mother or spiritual mother. Amen. This is how to show that you honor a mother. This is how to show. Listen attentively and gladly. Listen attentively and gladly. Listen attentively and gladly. You know, church say, ni ebe chere se udio buo ema o mame anase o papa ni se onewu kasa eya ye din ne tie no. Listen attentively and listen gladly. Some of you, when we say though buo mame buo papa, you think say it is by cooking food, man of 5 Ghana. No, if she's talking to you and you don't keep quiet to listen, you are disrespecting her. So I know kasa okabakwa kenu. Oh, me dear mommy. Then you start talking, you are dishonoring your mother. When your father calls you, about to talk to you, and you start throwing your hands and saying things, you have dishonored your father. One of the ways to honor an elderly person is by listening attentively. Amen. And listening gladly. Amen. It is disrespectful to talk to an elderly person with a divided attention. Some of you, by the time your father is talking to you, either myself or your biological father, by the time we are talking to you, you are pressing your phone. Then you are smiling. Your mother is talking to you and you are on your phone, pressing your phone. It is dishonoring. It shows that nyao kanonyan sambie nim. That's what I'm trying to tell him. It shows that mami nyao kanonyan sambie nim. O mami no wo kasa umie mi afonso. O papa no wo kasa umie mi afonso. O pastor no wo kasa umie mi afonso. O ye bibi, o church on nyao pe, you are doing your own thing. No. When a father is talking to you, you must stop whatever you are doing and give him attention. Give him an undivided attention. It is a way to honor him for you to be blessed. It's a way to say that I respect you. Once the person, even you, when you are talking to your beloved, wumpua eya ulevo, ulevo, mu ye friend friend, udi ukunu anase ubeloved kasa. Now say, on also airborne, come on, what's up? What do? You become angry. You become offended. But me no kasa umie mi afonso. What do you mean to say? Fefone ton chain. You see, you have a problem even at your level. How much more when your father is talking to you, and you are fidgeting with your phone, you are holding things and playing and doing something. You are not giving him attention. How much more will he feel? He feels that you don't respect. And once you don't respect him, you are cutting your life short. You are cutting short your life. You think it is by saying that, Abwa Kwasia. No! It's not just by that. If he's talking to you and you don't listen, you are trying to say that, Niao Kanyan Sabi Enim. So it means that, Mommy, you are not correct. Or Daddy, you are not correct. What you are saying doesn't hold water. Say dishonor. Say dishonor. So tell somebody, when pastor is talking to you, stop fidgeting. Stop playing with your phone. As I'm preaching now, some of you are still playing with your phone. Should I point? As I'm talking to you now, some of you are responding to WhatsApp. Some of you are still responding to text message. That is why that boy will break your heart. I'm telling you, he will break your heart because what you are doing is bringing a curse on your relationship. When I'm preaching, what shows that you honor me is that you stop every other thing in common. Gossiping, chatting, sending text message, showing pictures on WhatsApp, showing it to the person. Oh! When a father is teaching, when a pastor is talking, it's dishonor. It is dishonor. And once it is dishonor, you are bringing something on yourself. It's quite a curse. Sit down. I pray that you will honor my messages from today. And I pray you will honor your own biological father at home from today. And your own biological mother will say, God bless you. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. Wednesday is wisdom service. And you see, you don't understand. Say, San Yoma we et me man no me a bayan so. Bible I can waka or say se when do you nani we genia unkwa ebe a short. It's quite back where a fasu di and nani geni say omoni ye kasa ye bit ye won attentively and yes and true boo penini wo kasa no we chiapan so uye bibi for fro. Now umye mia bibi so now ni. Some of you, by the time your father is talking, you are playing with a dog. Mickey. Just a dog. No, come on. Fast. What's in here? Oh, I can cry. We cry. Oh, okay. May the Lord have mercy. I said, may the Lord have mercy. Pay attention to your father and show that what he's saying is very important. Proverbs 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4 verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my sayings. I said, meba, fewasuma me. So when a father is talking to a son, what you will notice is that the son will be listening. The one who doesn't listen is a stranger. He's not a son. He's just a church member. When I'm talking to a church member, he will not listen. He will just be doing his own thing. But when I'm talking to a son, someone in the church who has really taken me as a spiritual father, and I've also accepted him as a spiritual son, what will make you know that when on your church member keke, or you stop on a bank, kasa, he said the person will be listening. Oh yes daddy, okay daddy, I'll do that. But the one who is just a normal church member, oh, by the time I'm talking, the person will be pressing the phone. Maybe I'm trying to counsel him that he should stop what he's doing. See that he'll be saying, you pastor, you don't even know what you are saying. He will not even listen to what I'm saying. Say, my son, attend to my words. Give me chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, and let thine heart keep my commandment. In other words, attend to it. Pay attention with your heart, with your mind, everything about you. Can I have an amen? Amen. From today, may you show attention. Amen. That is why when your teacher is talking to you in class, you have to give attention. It shows that you respect what whoever person is saying. So from today, we'll be watching. When you come to church and you are playing and pastor starts teaching, we'll still see those of you who will be taking selfies with your friends. When we are even praying, you are praying and taking selfies. Sometimes I'm surprised. The way I shout, as if you've not been doing it. Everything, you want a photograph out of it. Everything. Are you an archive? Are you... do you keep old stuff? Everything, you want a photograph. When you are dancing, you will be dancing and taking selfie. Some of you, WhatsApp status, then you'll be doing this, changing your face. Then you just put it there. Sometimes, mintias here. You see a nice lady, and then she'll do this. And we'll put some ears of a double. Oh, some pen here and some fake flowers, and I should be doing this. They should put it there that we should watch. What for? No, ladies, what do you get from that? And some guys who are doing that, some guys have problems. Instead of paying attention to what we are saying, you will not. You will be doing your own thing. That is why we keep dishonoring fathers and we attract strange things. You must listen to them also gladly. Not just attentively, but also gladly. Say gladly. I said, well, not just attentively. And I said, ube tie, se o pastor no kasane, chile se ubunene se, ube tie din, enye din pe, din ye one. But usa tie din ya, you have to pay attention gladly. Listen gladly. Say, listen gladly. Maybe what I'm saying you don't like, but cheer up. You see, some of you, when your pastor is talking to you, then you frown your face. Because you don't like what daddy is saying. Some of you, when your parents are talking to you at home, that's what you do to them. That's why people are dying early. That is why people are not being successful. Because we are insulting our fathers with our facial expression. By the time they are talking to you, you have frowned your face. You are angry. You have changed your countenance. And listen to me. We are not blind, though. We are not blind. Me, I'm not blind. When I'm talking to you, I know how your face is, especially if you have been with me. I know how your face is. So the moment you change your face, I will notice it. The moment you change your face. And there are some of you like that. When you do something and I talk about it, then you change your face. Then now you don't smile again. What you are trying to tell me is that you have no right to talk about me. Or you have no right to talk about my issue indirectly. That's what you are saying. That's why you are angry. When I'm talking to you and you become angry, what you are telling me is I have no right to touch on your issue. I shouldn't dare come to that area. That's what you're trying to tell me. And you can't say it, so you just do it with your face. So you found your face. You to your face is not nice. If like your face were to be nice, I would have just even allowed it. But your face too is not nice. From today, may you listen gladly. I said, may you listen with joy. Maybe you don't want to do the thing. And daddy is telling you that, oh, why don't you do this? Instead of you frowning your face, just smile. Why are the bonina ye chiwe nima? Oh, ya bofra papa, umuna winim, osre. At least you put on a smile. Oh, mommy, sorry. Oh, the ebemana kuma cry then, akofom. But oya bofra boni, then you frown your face. And then, when I say bofra boni, I'm not talking about 60 years old. Even if you are 40 years and your mother is alive, you must honor your mother. I'm telling you. You are still a child. Even if you are 70 years and your mother is 100, you are still a child. To your mother, you are a child. So when she's talking to you, you must make sure you arrange your face well. Don't change your face to show that I don't like what you are saying. It's wrong. I said this word. I pray that God will forgive us. Some of you, when your mother starts talking, no, then you spark the motor. Spark the motor, then you start making strange noises. Matthew 12 verse 37. Matthew chapter 12 verse 37. Some people did this to Jesus. The Pharisees and co. They frowned their face when Jesus was talking to them because they did not respect Jesus. But some other people. 37. Verse 37. Said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified. Oh no, this is not what I'm looking for. Mark 12:37. Jesus was preaching. And as Jesus, like the way I'm preaching, some of you have frowned your faces because you don't like what I'm saying. That means you are not my spiritual child. I don't need my prayers will not even work for you. But those whose hearts are connected, who are my spiritual children, not because of age, but because they have submitted to the grace of God in the house. They are the people that when I pray for it works. They are the people when something is going to happen to them, God will show it to me. Mark 12:37. And David therefore himself called him Lord. And whence is he then his son? And the common people, underline, and the common that means the humble. The humble people heard him gladly. As Jesus was teaching, the Pharisees had found their faces. They picked up stones. But the Bible said the humble people, they listened and said, wow, oh, such wisdom. As I'm teaching, you are rather supposed to say, wow, I hardly hear this as a message. This one, then, but wow, how can a church and the pastor is teaching me how to rise up and honor my father, how to smile when say, come anymore. It's wisdom. For you to rather sit there and rather smile and say, wow, what wisdom. Ah, this man is loaded with wisdom. When he's teaching us, will help us. Rather, you have found your face. You have found your face. The common people, they heard him. How many of you are hearing gladly? How many of you are listening? Today you are listening to me gladly. Or you are part of those. Okay, put your hand. How many of you are listening with a frown face? Lift up your hands. We can see by your face. Check the one sitting by you. Whether he's not happy with what pastor said. Check the face of your friend. That I suspect you are not happy with these teachings. Listen gladly. Say, listen gladly. It's a sign that you respect the person who is speaking. Proud people, they get angry with their parents. Proud people get angry. Proud people, they get angry. And today be ano enu me no mo sago mo so de bia o ma me di hu ya o no ye hu no ye hu no ye hu e be ye den a we di ye e be den a we ni a che. I pray that the Lord will intervene for you. I said I pray the Lord will help you. May the Lord change your heart. Proud people get angry with their fathers and their pastors and other elders when they talk to them, but humble people, they always listen happily, even when they are being scolded. Sorry, daddy, I'll change it. Oh, we're there, sorry, mommy. Like all types of argue, and then me, so then unnecessary. Instead of you to say, oh, I'm sorry, daddy, and just let the thing die. You are now going to jale me and go to look for. You are now going to look for explanation and say no, and argue. Because you are a proud person, you are angry. Instead of you to just listen and smile and say, "Oh, daddy, I'm sorry. You know, I'll not do anything to hurt us. You know, I'm sorry." And that settles it. You will not do that. You are going to explain long things. Matthew 13, verse 57. Bible says that so they were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, "Prophet is not without honor, except in his own country." And in his own house. So Jesus was preaching. And when the people from his house, they heard what he was saying, they became angry. So what I'm saying is biblical. One way to show that you don't respect someone is to be angry when the person is talking to you. And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor, except in his... In other words, the reason why you people are angry with me is because you don't respect me. When I go about saying these things, they honor me, they are happy. But you see that you are angry. You are angry. The only place I am not honored is my house. Because a prophet is with honor everywhere except his house. You see, so over here, Jesus compared honor, that's respect, with how you listen to someone. How you are happy about what someone, or how you get angry when a person is talking to you. Jesus equated it to honor. Now, make can say, who read this scripture where Jesus Christ had a obuo, a tutu, obia, o tiena, ni buefu, or si ni pani muno, nia o tiena, or accept him now, or the respect man, ni buefu, or si sa ni pano ebuno. So, not just as a no kasa, not the me, can be biatrao, now uma ubufu, now si san wenima, and which is a umbumi, according to Jesus' doctrine. That's what Jesus is saying. In the same way, say, oh, mommy, oh, papa, and oh, fear, and that's a penny movie or shana say, at the walk, kasa, not the old two for an old two anymore. You should smile, put on a nice smile, and just say sorry, kasa, oh, sorry. Don't frown your face. It brings a curse on your life. May God deliver us. I said, may God deliver us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Do you like what I'm saying at all? Or you are angry already? So when I talk to you, you must not get angry. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Number three, changing your behavior as a sign of subjection unto your parents. Changing your behavior. How will you know that this person is really your child? Or this person is really someone who is your child? You will know it by who listens to you. Mede who say we or ye oba on ya sorry back ke or yoba. Woman omuye oba, woman omuye me mano, omuna mi omu kaso mutiye. My son, attend to my words. Solomon said, attend to my words. Just me bat tie minsem. Just me ma any tie minsem. Amen. Etino umma meno papa at home, they will know that you are their true children. That is why when you do something that your father is really happy, say, this is the son of his father. You see, you have shown that you are really my son by obeying me. But when you go and do something bad, he says that, go and look for your father. You are not my son. In the same way, that's how it works. As a pastor, there are people who are not my children here. They are just church members. And perhaps you are one of them. You will know it by checking. When I talk to you, do you even listen in the first place? There are people I've stopped talking to. I've stopped advising. I don't talk about their life. They just come out like, hello, hi, how are you? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. That's all. God is good all the time. Bye bye. Come to church next week, eh? There are others. I call them. Come. This, that, no. Do it. They are the people. I am their father. They are the people who are my children. I am more. You see, I'm deep into their life. I'm able to say, stop this one, and they will stop it. I'm able to tell them that, go and do this, and they'll go and do it. I'm able to tell them that, come and do this, and they'll do it. They have opened up their life. When I advise them, they will take it. But not that when I talk, they will not listen. Oh, after all, you, what do you know? They will not listen. They are the people who are just church members. You just pray for them, God will do it. But we don't tell them to stop this, do this, because they will not listen. Those who listen, they are the true children. If you disrespect the advice or the words of your father, you have dishonored him. Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1. So to listen and to do is honor. To listen and to do is honor. Listening is good, but if you don't do it, maybe you are dating a certain bad boy, and your father calls you, say, come, meba, abrantie ya unen na mi, me share ni suni ne bain ni sidi oye ni nioma, emwao, chungu fri ne hon. Se uye oba, papa, o papa kentu beden, ubetie. But se uye yanum fonibia. That is when your father says, well, there will time it came now there. You will not even mind. You will still be going towards the same direction. They will tell you, get back. You will not. Get back. You will not. Get back. You say you are in love. Get back. You say something will happen to you. Of late, I don't know what has come. I don't know what has come upon the young ladies in our generation. During engagement, when their father asks them, Esimesi di nyoma weaba, menji ana. Do you know what they now say? Do you know what they now say? Hey, wanjia waha me papa. Hey, now peni samwe suda baina. Hey, and you see, my God bless the marriage is very true, and other places have witnessed. Sanomu inomu kante. I let me say, obi ne sha say you know, aye formula, because. First person you can, I'm going to say, oh, you're a but second person so kind. Third person you can. This week here, baby, I'm going to so repeat the same thing. Mwanji, I'm going to pa. Hey! Meanwhile, when they go, 1 year, may call me mami fie. Me da pa ke me nyoma mami. Me call, me tenebio. Ezoti ya njia, ya hao pa. Impenisem, ene mprewasem, ayayam afra. Chese untie ni obi abeka o ma nji o ma how plans o ma how o ma how pa senka sana nka ye konso na ke tina wari ase ewie na no matter what will come yes no me free ha se me free mu a ma ha me ho pa na ke be boa o pa 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 ba o we mu dia na o we fi se u jana Waha pa and o man pa then that one that you want to leave now for any juma. Wow say me yen stop na ya how pa na fe de yen ye better catch us out that tina why with that tina. You see, it is not a coconut story. Married by kwa mikoko officiate yes Obani say one dia waha me pa. As I'm talking to you now, me poor mucho keke se emo munjai me gusu poor mucho. Migusu pomocho. It's a summer make canon. Would a cassette agrobin a midi? And now grown a midi. In penin sem, won't be a dianum quetti. Penin semiti, wanja, wahami pa. 3 months, also pakiako. May God have mercy. I said, may God have mercy. What will show that you respect an advice you got was or is. To obey it. To obey it means to change positively towards the advice. So if Pastor Prince tells you do this, do that, you have to change positively towards the advice. That will tell me that, oh, we oyemeba mekasa utie. When I speak and you don't change, do you know that in Kofobo ha ometie udi? But come with no moon same dinner. When they are done, they rubbish it off. They go, they will not change. They will still be doing it. But as we are talking, they will not exchange for you to say that they are disloyal. They will keep quiet and look at you. When they won't frown because you say they have dishonored you. They won't be, what's happening? They will listen because they were here when you were preaching. So they are making sure they tick all the checklists. They make sure you don't get them. They are hiding it. But when they leave, they say, forget about that old man. He talks too much. They will not listen. When you listen to my counsel and you go out there and you don't do it, it shows that I'm not your father. It shows you don't honor me. It shows you don't see me as a father. That is how it is. The Bible says obey. It didn't say just listen. It said obey. Obey to do. Obey means you listen and you adhere to it. Utia obeye. So from today, my advice to you is that you must go back and obey all the godly instructions of your parents. Amen. In order for you to be blessed, unless they say go and kill someone, that's why it is not in the Lord. Unless they say go and take a boyfriend, I know a certain woman who told his daughter, and someone already said, oh, the neighbor that they are, and the juman who now. Such a counsel, it is not in the Lord. That's what the Bible says, obey your mother and your father in the Lord. Obey them in the Lord. So when they say don't go to church, it's out of the Lord. God wants you in church. Do you get it? When they say go and date that sugar daddy, it's out of the Lord. God wants you to be a decent person. So I'm not saying that obey your parents. So you are going, every bad counsel your bad mothers will give you, you do it. Some of you, your parents, when they were like you, they were more stubborn than you are. So they are still training you. It is this church that is helping you. So as I'm talking now, you are thinking, hey, but you say I should obey, then I have to go and do what my mother said I should do. That's not what I'm saying. Obey your mother and your father in the Lord. In the Lord. That means according to the word of God. Clap your hands for Jesus. So if you go back, do exactly what you have been asked to do, and it will be honor. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. 1 Peter 1 verse 14. Let's close. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust, as in your ignorance. You say, muye ema muye asutienti, mamu nyenya na muye no. So as obedient children, what shows that you are obedient children? By not conforming yourself to the former lifestyle, but now you are doing new things. I pray that from today you will be obedient. I said you will be obedient. So today we have studied how many? Three ways you can honor, you can show respect to your pastor, your mother and your father at home. Three. Amen. And don't forget if I'm your spiritual father, my wife is your spiritual what? My wife is your spiritual what? So whatever you are learning, you have to do to my wife as you do it to me too. Do you understand? And you have to do it to your mother over there and do to your father also at home. Amen. You can't say you respect me and you are talking to my wife anyhow. No. For me, I don't allow that thing. You can ask those who know me. Honor your mother and your... Because when we close church, you go to your husband. Me too, I have to go to my wife. Yay! Clap your hands for Jesus. We said three things. One is what? Listen what? Or acknowledge the presence. Ubu obia. You say number one. Nipa no eba bibiawa. Oh sorry. Edi chilese ubuno. You acknowledge his presence by rising up, by listening attentively. Number two. We said if you honor the person, you what? You listen to the person attentively. All kasano utie di unye bibi fufro ujai nyau yeni na no amano asun. And you listen what gladly. Jesus says, "Oh, chew enim kla, put on a smile. Men frown you enim, men muna enim. Don't frown your face. Rather, put on a smile and apologize if you have done something wrong." Amen. Then the last one is what? Change your behavior. That means obey. Obey means you listen and you do. Change your behavior. Yes, amen. Koha. Utie wea. Ma ye unse wan koho. And as obey tie ewe. Na wasa koye. And u chese. We bunipa ne nimtia. And if your mother and your father is dishonored, the Bible says that you will not spend your days on this earth. You will not be long and you will not do well. But if you honor your mother and your father, the Bible says that so that your days may be long and so that you will be successful, it will be well with you. Amen. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.